Protesters in Brazil's capital rallied over the weekend, calling for the resignation of President Jair Bolsonaro for his response to the pandemic. Bolsonaro has downplayed the severity of the pandemic, despite Brazil having the world's second highest number of deaths behind the United States. And a new variant of the virus is helping drive up the country's death toll. CNN international correspondent Matt Rivers is in Sao Paulo, and he joins us now on Skype. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Good to be here.
Sure. And only about a million doses of the vaccine have been administered in Brazil. Compare that to what's happening in the United States, 31 million. What's going on? Why is that number so low where you are?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of different reasons behind it, but I think it's good for your audience to hear as many problems as there are in the United States right now with the vaccine rollout, and we know there's a ton. What's going on in the U.S. looks far better than what's going on in Brazil. So the main culprits here are going to be found in the federal government, led by the president of this country, Jair Bolsonaro, who has been a COVID skeptic from the very beginning of this pandemic. And what critics here are saying is that there has been just a startling lack of urgency, I think, on the part of the federal government. Brazil basically put all its eggs in the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine basket. And then, of course, AstraZeneca's trials took a little bit longer than expected. That really set Brazil's timeline back in a major way. And not one of those doses has yet to be produced here, because Brazil, even though it granted emergency use authorization to the AstraZeneca vaccine on the 17th, they're lacking the active ingredient that they need to actually make these doses. Really, it comes down to the federal government not diversifying its vaccine portfolio, if you will, and that's led us to this point where we're at right now.
Well, and Matt, I saw your reporting this morning basically saying that Bolsonaro is showing his typical bravado, not apparently very concerned about this situation. And meanwhile, you've been visiting COVID wards in some of the hardest hit regions of the country, including in Sao Paulo and in the Amazon city of Manaus. What have you been seeing there? Because it sounds, frankly, horrifying.
I mean, horrifying is a really good way to put it, Peter. The driver that was taking us around told us it's not if you know someone who might have lost a person. It's that everyone in the city, it seems like, has lost someone in their immediate family. And maybe the most tragic part about all this is that they've been there before. It was back in April and May of last year that we were first talking about Manaus collapsing. It was one of the worst individualized outbreaks of any kind of region worldwide. And there was this prevailing thought that after that, well, a lot of people let down their guard in Manaus, and they said, oh, maybe there's herd immunity. Maybe so many people got sick the first time that we're good. And there was a lot of experts, including some epidemiologists I've spoken to here, that were screaming, saying there needs to be another lockdown. We're not, herd immunity is not a thing here. And at the same time that that was happening, you also had this new variant that originated here in Brazil, the P1 variant. The epidemiologists have centered on the fact that it is likely more transmissible than previous versions of the coronavirus. And so you had this perfect storm. And what has happened is that in an incredibly short amount of time, we're talking about just weeks, hospitals were overrun. You know, we're seeing patients in hospitals that are basically, they're right next to each other. They don't have oxygen. They don't have ventilators. They don't have medicines. People are essentially just going to these hospitals waiting to die.
So what you're describing, probably has people around the country wondering if that Brazil variant continues to spread in other places, if that sort of thing is going to happen in hospitals in the United States or elsewhere around the world. Have scientists been able to actually do the sequencing to know that that is what the problem is in Manaus, that this variant is taking over?
We've spoken to four or five different epidemiologists here in Brazil, and the general consensus is that it is early, but what they are saying is just look at what's happening in Manaus. And one study suggested that more than two-thirds of recent infections in the sample of 90 patients that this particular scientist was working with were positive for this variant. That would suggest that this variant is playing a really large, if not overwhelming, role in what's happening in Manaus right now. And that's why when you're hearing people like Dr. Fauci in the U.S. go on and say we're concerned about these variants, that's what they're talking about.
So what are you hearing? What is on people's minds across Brazil? I know you've also been covering the protests that have been happening. It seems like just about every weekend now. What are you hearing from people?
I mean, people are angry. People are dying in droves. And yet you hear from the president that no government, quote, could be doing better than my government is doing. It's a stunning arrogance. And that's why people are so angry here. They want help. And, you know, I spoke to a nurse who said, I've been vaccinating people for 30 years. And now at a time when we need vaccines more than ever, we have the public infrastructure. We've got the experience, but we don't have the supply. And this nurse told me that he feels utterly helpless and angry because all of this, you know, the buck stops with the federal government.
CNN international correspondent Matt Rivers in Sao Paulo. I hope you can stay safe. Thank you for taking some time for us today.
Thank you so much, Peter.